Welcome to the Reclaimed Recovery Podcast, where men are banding together to overcome porn. If you're struggling with porn, our podcast is going to help you rewire your brain and overcome the shame so you can move on with your life and live porn-free. So this is about becoming porn resilient. I'm your host, Colton Thomas, and welcome to episode 10. Today, we are covering part 3 of a 3-part series on testosterone, and we are wrapping up a series on the science as it relates to pornography, behaviors surrounding pornography, addictive behaviors, compulsive behaviors. We've talked about dopamine. We've talked about how we can train our brain through conditioning. We've talked about testosterone. And what we want to do in this episode is tie a lot of that together, especially towards the end, because after this episode, we're going to move into some different topics in the podcast, still focusing on pornography, but moving on to some other topics that I know would be beneficial for you guys. And so stick around to the end of the episode for those big takeaways. Now, without wasting any more time, let's get into our questions. Here is the first question. The first question is, do I struggle with pornography because I have higher levels of testosterone than other males? Do I struggle with porn because my testosterone levels are very high and it's making it very difficult for me to show self-control in this area? It's a great question and it's a fair question. And there's a few different ways to answer this question or go about providing an answer. The first thing that you should know is that having more testosterone, based on the research I looked at, does magnify your sex drive some, but it is not the only thing that is behind your sex drive. There are other factors that influence it. And so to say that your testosterone levels, if you suspect that they're higher, is solely responsible for your problem with pornography or your behaviors with pornography or sex addiction, then I think you'd be mistaken to kind of put all your eggs in that basket. Now, if you do have really high testosterone, it is probably not making it easier for you because you may experience stronger urges or have it on your mind more often. But what research has indicated is that the conditioning piece to your brain, the dopamine and the anticipation of the reward of pornography that you can train in your brain to expect that stimulus, you know, that chemical support that you provide for yourself over a long period of time, that is what seems to make things more difficult for men to quit pornography than necessarily having a higher level of testosterone, just from what I've seen. And I think I've mentioned this in a previous episode, but if you don't know what your testosterone level is, it's not that hard to go get it checked. Go see a primary care physician and ask them to get a routine blood panel and see what your testosterone is, because you can be armed with that information that's going to help you quit playing guessing games and have a better idea of, okay, if I'm struggling with pornography, here are maybe some things that could be contributing to this, but I know my testosterone's in a normal range. So honestly, you could be wasting time thinking that it's a problem when it's likely not. Okay, so what's the bottom line here? Let's put it like this. If you do, in fact, have higher testosterone levels than the average male, let's say, it may not be making it easier. It could be making things a little more difficult, but that in and of itself is not going to be the reason why you struggle with porn. Again, because you have so many other healthy outlets at your disposal. Look, if you have a sex drive, if you have a high sex drive, that could be just a sign that you're healthy, right? That you have healthy amounts of testosterone. I think it's more of your responsibility to learn how to channel that drive and what to do with that energy, right? And learn about your options, grow in the self-awareness and learn about your options, what you can do other than viewing porn to channel that, okay? I think that that's every man's responsibility. And if you have higher testosterone, even more so, you've got to be equipping yourself with tools so you can have just great self-awareness, great mental health to deal with the situation if you do have a more frequent or intense sexual appetite. Now, the next question is, does porn and ejaculation affect my testosterone levels? Oh boy. And I'm going to go ahead and read the next question because it's kind of related. Does abstaining from porn, sex, and masturbation increase my testosterone? So there's lots of controversy here between experts, between scientists, between studies. But here's what I found and what makes the most sense to me. And that is several studies have shown that there is some type of boost in testosterone. Different studies have shown different amounts after about 7 days of abstinence from having an orgasm or ejaculation, which includes, you know, watching porn and masturbating or having sex. So what seems to be clear across several studies is that after a certain period of sexual abstinence, your body does send signals to produce more testosterone. Now, if you want to go look up these studies, you can probably find where they've been heavily critiqued, and there's some out there who would label them as inconclusive or unreliable. And one such study that you can find on PubMed was done in China, and Andrew Huberman referenced it in his podcast on testosterone. So it was like 145% increase in testosterone after 7 days. It's like, wow, I'm like picturing somebody like turning into the Hulk all of a sudden, because that's a huge boost in testosterone. I think Huberman actually cited like 400% in his podcast, but I think that that was a little like a slip or mistake, because I went and looked up, but it's still like 150%. And I found a lot of hate on the internet for the studies, just saying that, you know, that wasn't realistic. They didn't agree with it. That's fine. But that study is out there. I found on the website Your Brain on Porn that an increase of 46% was found in some research. So 46% is still really high. I mean, that's significant. So I do believe, I've seen enough evidence to believe that, yes, abstaining from pornography, masturbation, and sex can cause an increase in your testosterone. And so if we look at this research and we agree with it, I think the question that we need to ask is this a good thing, or it could somehow be a bad thing? And I tend to believe that anything in our bodies that are natural responses is going to be a good thing. For me, if at least a few studies have shown a spike in testosterone after a period of abstinence, I think that it just makes sense. I think it's just common sense that we have been designed, again, coming from a standpoint that we have a creator and we were designed intentionally, we were designed to seek out sex after not having it for a certain amount of time. Now, if we are married, this works really well for us. It keeps us as men pursuing sex in our marriage. And when we're pursuing sex in healthy ways and we're communicating in a healthy way with our wives, this is a good thing, that our testosterone spikes after a while of not having sex, causing us to pursue it. That's wonderful. I can see the purpose in that. Now, if we're single and we're not married, now we're having a whole different conversation. Why is it that abstinence may increase our testosterone, which increases our sex drive? Well, first of all, there's a whole movement of men out there who purposefully want to abstain from PMO, that's porn, masturbation, orgasm, so that they can have higher amounts of testosterone. And therefore, they're claiming there is a ton of health benefits to that. And it seems if you go on online forums and if you look into this movement, this community, the sheer number of claims that have been made about before and after abstaining from PMO and getting off pornography, it's astounding. And so I'm not saying every claim out there about semen retention and quitting porn is true. I'm definitely not endorsing that. I'm just saying that you can't ignore at this point the large growing number of men who are saying there are really health benefits to here. I need to do this because this is how I'm going to live my healthiest life as a male. And this is apart from religious motivation, spiritual motivation in a lot of cases. There's a lot of men doing this who aren't affiliated with any religion at all. And so I think there is a lot of legitimacy there to the mental, physical, social, spiritual claims that men are making about benefits of quitting pornography. Okay. And so it's a question of whether the science needs to catch up with a lot of these claims about quitting pornography, or whether a lot of them are just fluff. And to be fair, there's some communities out there, not all of them, I'm by no means generalizing and lumping them all together, but some communities are claiming what seem to be pretty enormous life-changing benefits that seem to be pretty radical and a little inflated at times. I'm not saying all of those claims are. I'm just saying some of them can be, which causes others to kind of roll their eyes. Let's see, an example of what I'm talking about would be like before and after ab pictures of like a six-pack for someone claiming, you know, after I quit PMO, I got a six pack because my testosterone boost and all this other stuff, or people claiming that they had changes in their facial structure. Now my face is more attractive. It's brought the color back to my face. Again, I'm not saying that none of that's true. I'm just saying that sometimes it can appear inflated and it's hard to know, you know, who to trust or what to believe when it comes to these claims. But still, when you look at the movement as a whole, it is very interesting that so many men would rally around this point. So I think that there's something to it. And certainly, changing your behaviors around porn and quitting porn is going to be life-changing in a number of ways. I'm definitely not questioning that. And so one more thing we need to remember before we move on from this question is that there's benefits to abstinence, but there's also a lot of benefits to having sex. And you know, I think the important thing to remember here is balance. Our bodies were made to be able to handle seasons of abstinence, but we're also designed and created to have sex. We're flexible, right? I think it's easy to point to one side or the other, and people just need to respect people who are in various seasons when it comes to their sexuality and practicing sex. And in a culture that epitomizes sex as something so closely tied to your status and how successful you are, we really need to be having conversations that restore dignity for those who are remaining abstinent, for those who are maybe because of their values waiting till marriage to have sex. It is a noble stance for someone to have self-control and to stand by the values that they believe in and to wait in order to share a certain intimacy with one person. And I'm not saying that people who haven't waited until marriage to have sex are not able to have intimacy in their marriage or relationship. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's noble for those who have this goal. And so I think it's also important to note that your biology can support that. Your body can support that if that's your goal. So with that being said, let's move on to our next question, which is, can having low levels of testosterone cause erectile dysfunction due to watching a lot of porn? So, you know, there's three things here. Does watching porn affect my testosterone? Can it lower it somehow in the long term, right? Because we cited a study in the previous episode where watching porn actually did result in a small boost of testosterone for men in the short term, although it was a pretty small amount when compared to men who are having real sex, which saw a much greater percentage increase in their testosterone, but still a small percentage of increase in testosterone for men watching porn in the short term. But we're talking over the long term, so it's become a severe, possibly addictive or compulsive behavior. And now you're seeing signs of possible erectile dysfunction, and you're also maybe noticing some low motivation, low energy, low mood, and you're wondering if it's all linked to low testosterone from porn use. And we've already touched on this question already by talking about testosterone levels in porn. So I'm just going to answer this one really quick and say it's likely that no, your porn-induced erectile dysfunction is coming more from your neurological rewiring of the brain and brain circuitry than it is coming from any reduction in your sex steroid hormones over time from watching porn. And Your Brain on Porn stated that hundreds upon thousands of men who have experienced porn-induced erectile dysfunction or believe that that's what was causing their erectile dysfunction have gone to doctors and had their testosterone checked, and a vast, vast majority of those men tested within normal ranges of testosterone. So it's a common misconception there, but just so you know, it is still widely debated among psychiatrists, counselors, and professionals or experts in this field about whether porn-induced erectile dysfunction is a real thing. There are so many who are studying it and trying to put it under the microscope and research and trying to prove or disprove whether it's real. But again, I think if we just look at the overwhelming number of testimonies of men who come forward and say, you know, they start having this problem and they're severely addicted to porn, there's such a huge quantity of those stories out there that you start to wonder and you start to think, is this just common sense? Do I need to have a perfectly statistically significant study showing that there's this correlation or causal relationship between porn and erectile dysfunction or just general drops in mood, motivation, energy, sleep, etc.? I hope that you don't have to wait for that research and study to come out in order for you to start just thinking about this critically and thinking about it in your own life and realize, man, pornography's not been healthy for me. I think that's the thing, is you just have so many men coming forward from experience, and experience really counts for something. The experience of hundreds of thousands of men, it counts for something when you compile that up. But regardless of who you trust and who you believe in, whether you're listening to the scientists, research literature, or you're listening to these communities and forums out there and you're following these social media pages making claims about it, or just regardless, listen to your own body, use your own experience to make the decisions that are best for you. So I encourage you guys, whether the literature is saying that porn can cause these problems or not, test it. Test these things in your own life. And if your goal is to quit porn, really strive for that and really note some of the differences in your health and behavior as you go along. And I just want to make a quick note here that this is what our 10-week program at Reclaimed is designed to do, to help you track the differences in your health and behaviors as you quit pornography, and to give you a lot of tools and resources from multiple angles, multiple different approaches kind of combined together. So you have this holistic tool set you can use to overcome porn, and you can see over time the differences in your life, and we can kind of go through that journey together. So if that's something that interests you at all, get onto reclaimedrecover.com, and there's some links there where you can schedule a call to speak with me, or you can find our app that has some more resources where you can get a little bit more of a taste of what we do and what we're about and how we help men in this area. And so as we get to the end of this podcast, again, we've covered so much today. I just want to recap and talk about what's the bottom line here. After all this talk about dopamine, classical conditioning, training your brain, testosterone, what is it that we could be taking away from this that kind of ties it all together? And I really believe that understanding more about your body and the biology, the processes, the way things work is empowering, because it arms you with this narrative about yourself that my basic instinctual cravings for sex and sexual desire are not unhealthy. You know, my testosterone is there for a reason. It serves so many purposes, the same way with the way our brain works and the brain plasticity that we talked about. All of that plays a purposeful and healthy role in our lives. And so just because pornography has come in and has disrupted that and it's hijacked that, doesn't mean that we should be having all this shame about ourselves, about our biology and our sexual desire. You know, it does give us some reasons, not excuses, but some reasons why we struggle to quit porn, because a lot of times we think, well, I can't quit porn, therefore I just suck, or therefore I'm not disciplined enough, I don't love God enough, I don't care enough about my family, right? We can start to let those lies come in, but when we start to look at the science, we realize, oh, there's a reason why this feels so good to my brain and why my brain keeps wanting to come back to it, right? And so I hope that this narrative, I hope that that information helps you remove some shame from your own journey to overcome porn personally and realize, you know what, I can equip myself to do something about this. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some new conditioning to my brain, some new habits, but this can be done, all right? And another big takeaway from all of this is that there are healthy balances in hormone levels that we could strive for. There are baselines that we need to be optimizing, and it doesn't take rocket science to do that, to incorporate some healthy habits into our daily life that helps us to feel the best that we can in terms of testosterone and dopamine and other important molecules, nutrition. And so if you've given up on that in your life, or you used to care about it, but life's kind of gotten busy, got in the way, pay attention to that again, especially because it can really help you as you're struggling with pornography, just feeling better, having new purpose, being driven again to treat your body well, is all going to be wrapped up and tied up into your journey to also quit pornography. So go research some of those things I mentioned more. You know, these episodes weren't designed to take really deep dives into specific aspects of men's health other than what's been relevant for our conversations around pornography, but I'd encourage you to go and explore that more. Look at the Huberman podcast. A lot of people trust him because he is a neuroscientist. He does bring research and his findings into every single episode, and that is widely appreciated, and he does a pretty good job of presenting multiple sides to things. So you should check him out if you want to look at improving different aspects of your health right now, especially when it comes to the basics like hormones in your body and sleep and nutrition and things like that. So go out there and get after it and get healthier. And that's going to help you too in your struggle against pornography. So the last thing that I want to say here is, regardless of your testosterone level, regardless of other health things you might have going on, one thing that's always in your control is what you are consuming. What are you feeding your brain and putting into your body? Okay. That is going to always be in your control. So regardless of genetically what you were given, regardless of what other people have done to you in your life and what's happened to you, you do have some degree of control over what you type in that search bar. And so the way that you're conditioning your brain turns out to be extremely, extremely important if you're struggling with with porn. And while I do believe that as your brain is trained over time, those addictive tendencies and habits tend to kick in and it can become pretty hard to quit them, it is still something in your control. You have to take responsibility for it. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you have to quit cold turkey today, but that does mean you have to start working on these habits little bit, day by day, to recondition and retrain your brain, because we know that it's possible when we look at the science. And that is what I want for you guys. And that's something that's happened in my life. It's happened with guys that I've worked with and reclaimed, and we've seen it in hundreds of thousands of men, that it is possible and you can do it too, no matter where you're at in this journey. Don't allow excuses to come up and really get in the way, whether it's testosterone or anything else. You can do this. This is your body. These are your decisions for your life. No one else is going to come in and take the wheel and do all of this for you, but you can. You can do this. And if it feels like you don't have any control right now, if this just seems impossible to you, then just take a couple small things, maybe that you've learned from this podcast or things you know you should be doing, and focus on them. Get good at them. And I promise you, this will become like a snowball effect for momentum, for confidence, and continuing on with your life without porn in the picture. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I've heard from some of you. Thank you for the feedback, the encouragement, the support. This is episode number 10. We're in the double digits. Woohoo, let's go. We're going to keep coming out with episodes that I hope will really help you and change and transform your life. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you back in the next one. This is the Reclaimed Recovery Podcast. Guys, if you have benefited at all from these last 10 episodes, then I have a huge ask for you. If you would consider supporting the podcast by donating to it, we now have a PayPal page set up, and the link to that is in the show notes in the podcast description. Or you can go to podcast.reclaimedrecovery.com. That's podcast.reclaimedrecovery.com. And in the very upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little symbol that has a heart shape on it. You can click that, and that will also take you to our donation page. And now, the reason why I'm asking for this is because I want to put a tremendous amount of work into making each episode as quality as possible and zero cost and available to everyone who needs it. And so if you want to help me do that, please consider giving $5, $10, $20 a month, or even just $1 or $2 a month. You can click other and give less than that, but anything you give is going to help me be consistent in accomplishing this vision and the goals we have for the podcast. And so I want to say thank you so much for considering. Thank you so much for all the support you've shown so far, and I can't wait to continue on with you in this journey of overcoming pornography together, one day at a time. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.